Welcome to The Happy Eater with your host, Martita Robinson. This is a podcast for conscious women overcoming binge eating disorder. Learn tried and true spiritual principles for healing so that you can experience freedom around food and live life happy. Quick disclaimer. I'm not a licensed therapist or a doctor. The information that I cover here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. If you need medical advice, please talk to your medical professional. All right, let's get started. Hi there. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's another beautiful day. I hope that you're having a great day. I hope your day is going beautifully. Mine is going pretty quick. Have lots of stuff to do. I'm about to hit the gym and do a little bit of working out. I think today I was just trying to figure out what to really talk about today. And I think I'm going to talk about emotional processing. Because if you listen to the workshop, you know that there's a five-step process to really overcoming your binge eating disorder. And the third step in it is emotional processing. So it's flow, right? Now, to flow is to allow your emotions to be what they are. The process of the flow is this. So when you feel a emotion, and any emotion, this can be sadness, anxiety, anger, you know, whatever emotion it is, you're always given a choice on how you react to it. Now, if you allow yourself to experience the emotion, that is, the experience is the beginning of the emotion. It's the feeling of the emotion. You will move to the second step. So the first step of the flow is to experience the emotion. Experience it. The second step of the flow is to accept it. So you're given the choice, do I accept this emotion or do I push it away? And acceptance of an emotion can be hard because, you know, you're always thinking about what happened with it and why it's happening. So for example, let's say you're going through a breakup and, you know, this person that you're breaking up with really broke your heart. And, you know, instead of really feeling the sadness and allowing yourself to process the sadness, you start thinking about how you shouldn't be sad and how this shouldn't be happening. It's questioning the circumstance that is surrounding the emotion that you're experiencing. And what ends up happening is you stop allowing the emotion to be processed. Now, if you allow yourself to accept the emotion, accept the situation, really just let yourself feel what you're feeling, you're going to move on to the third step of processing, and that's letting go. Letting go is all about forgiveness or just release, and just moving forward pretty much. So in the same situation, you're going through a breakup. This person hurt you in some way or another. And you are experiencing extreme sadness. And this person is like completely, you know, not even anywhere near the pain that you're feeling. Like he's or she is just completely, just doesn't even give a care. Could care less about you, all right? So let's just say they're in another world. They may even have another partner already, right? It might be the situation that they broke up with you and they hurt you because they have another partner. So you are pissed off, right? You're angry. And you're also sad, but you refuse to let that sadness be processed, and you're stuck in this kind of feeling state where you cannot forgive that person for what they've done. So what ends up happening is the emotion is never let go. So, you know, you have your experience, which is the feeling, then accepting that feeling, then letting it go. you know, just forgiveness, saying goodbye to the emotion by moving forward, by feeling it completely and wholly. But the only way you can get to the part of letting go is if you completely feel the emotion, let yourself feel the moment, let yourself sit into it and process it. And then you'll get to that third part of letting go. A lot of people fight that part of the flow because they don't want to let go. They're stuck in the sadness because they can't understand why the person did what they did. They don't know why they've been hurt in the way they've been hurt. And you can pay attention to your emotions. You know, today, go about your day really focusing in and watching your moods, watching your emotions, watching what happens when you have an emotion. Are you pushing against it? Are you fighting it in some way? Or are you allowing yourself to feel what it is that you're feeling and accepting it and letting it go? That's the big question. Now, you know, this isn't something that is natural because we are, as a society, are taught to be stronger. This is what people think of as strong. They look at strength is fighting the emotion, but the reality of it takes strength to actually feel those emotions. It takes strength to allow yourself to process those emotions rather than pushing them away. I mean, I have so many clients where they don't let themselves feel. They keep it inside of themselves, you know? And it makes it so they can never heal, and they go through different disorders and different things, different pain, you know, which moves and morphs into like depression and extreme anxiety. And, you know, what's the result for us in the binge eating community? Those of you that are healing or in recovery or still finding yourself binging, still finding yourself trying to cope without food, you end up coping with food because the emotions are so strong. You don't know where to put them. You don't know how to process these emotions. And it just leaves you feeling like there's nowhere to put it. Okay. But the trick is to really just allow what's happening to happen. And it's part of the process. It's part of the healing process to actually feel, to accept and to let go. So that's it. Just a quick word on that. Make sure that you're spending your time in life processing, flowing through life. And this goes with everything. It's not just your emotions. Flowing is about allowing yourself to flow through everything around you. Situations at work, people around you, relationships, you know? So you can just ask yourself, okay, so I'm in pain here and I'm suffering. Why am I suffering? And see where you're stuck. See where you're stuck. You're stuck somewhere. You may be stuck in the experience. You may be stuck in the acceptance. And you may be stuck in letting it go. You may not want to let it go. And until you're able to actually flow, you're not going to let go of the emotion. The emotion's not going to go anywhere. It's going to stick around. And it's going to be coped with binging. All right? So remember that. It's important. Flowing is important. Without flow, you will never heal. So make sure you're flowing. Now, I can help. It can be tough to figure out your best ways to flow. And that's what I'm here for. So if you need extra support, apply for a consult. I'd love to talk with you. You can go to www.thehappyeater.us/apply. And let's get together. All right, gorgeous. I hope the rest of your day goes amazingly well. Let me know if you have any questions. You know where I'm at. Love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to find out more information about the Happy Eater or to get personalized help, go to www.thehappyeater.us.